This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chatting right now with Endorphins Lost, a band based in Seattle, but they have a member that I'm chatting with in Arizona. So I don't know if we would even call them a Seattle band. I guess mostly a Seattle band. I saw them last Friday in Seattle for their record release show of an album called Night People. It's out now. You can buy it on vinyl. I bought it on vinyl. You can purchase it, download, you can stream it, whatever you want. Endorphins Lost, 2/5 of the band. Is that right? 2/5 of the band?
Correct.
Yeah, right. Yep.
We got Chris, we got Brandon. How you guys doing?
Doing fair to middling. Doing all right.
Good.
Doing good. Yeah. Nothing to complain about that I can think of. I'll find something.
You'll find
something. At the moment. Yeah. At the moment, nothing to complain about.
Write a song about it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the album release show was badass. Are you guys planning on going out on tour?
Well, there's all kinds of talk about it. I mean, there's talk about going back to Southeast Asia. There's talk about doing some more U.S. stuff. The thing is it depends on what you mean by tour, you know, because considering I live out of state, when I come up, we do 3 or 4 shows at in a jaunt and over an extended weekend. And some people would call that a tour. So sure. if that's your context of a tour, we tour all the time. we'll continue doing, you know, clusters of stuff to support the record and stuff. But I think that our main focus for another big tour is getting out of the country again.
How does that work with you, you know, being in Arizona and the rest of the band being in Seattle? Is it a difficult process or you guys, you know, operate it pretty well?
Well, Chris is there on the front lines every week with the guys.
I think it's pretty easy. I mean, with the how technology is now, you know, like being able to record, because Brandon does most of the writing anyways. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he just records all the demos of that stuff, sends it our way. We play it, you know, we learn it, throw in our 2 cents. You know, it's simple. It's really simple. It doesn't, especially us being a band for so long, you know, like we've operated together for so long. That we just kind of know how it goes, you know, how to do it.
The band has actually been operating in this fashion for the last 8 years.
Wow.
I moved to Arizona in 2015.
It's been 8 years? Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, if you look back at tours, old tour flyers, we did more after I moved than we did when I even lived there.
Wow.
You know? So
yeah, I think the only thing it kind of hinders is like playing locally. I think that's it. You know, if someone's like, "Hey, jump on this thing," like it's not as easy.
Yeah, there's a little more planning involved to just hop on something.
So, but Brandon, were you the person who kind of, you know, was this your mastermind project? Were you the person who kind of created this as the writer? How'd you guys come together? We've interviewed you guys in the past, but, you know, reintroduce the band, like your roots as far.
Yeah, sure. Well, Chris and I played in a band called Streetwalker.
That's right.
2009 to 2012.
I saw you guys at the not the Vera Project, the Black Lodge.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So we were doing that band, and in the time that we were doing that, we both kind of wanted to play different instruments just to, I guess, get better at them. I couldn't play guitar to save my life, and Chris played drums a little bit in a previous band. So he kind of showed interest in wanting to do that. So we just decided to start this band that was kind of more like a power violence thing. Yeah. Cause we both liked that kind of music. It was a little different than what we were doing in our main band, and play instruments that we don't play. So Chris played drums, I played guitar, and we're both kind of doing vocals. And sort of early on, we went, well, if we want to be at all decent, we've got to focus more on these instruments that we don't play, which means that I got to, you know, rein back the vocal duties and stuff. And I think it was just kind of in passing, we mentioned it to Carrie, who's in lots of bands. He was in a kind of anarcho crust band called Asymmetric Warfare.
Yeah.
And he immediately was like, oh, do you guys need a vocalist? I would love to be just a vocalist, because in that band he did, you know, double duty doing guitar as well. Mm-hmm. So we all started jamming together, and it was pretty easy because we were all buddies for a long time and stuff. And it was just hard sucking ass, sounded terrible. So we decided to.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah.
We're just all trying to like play instruments we haven't played before, essentially.
Kind of under the pressure of being in a band, you know, I mean, that either forces you to get better or you just implode.
Which we didn't. but we had to switch instruments.
Right. Option B, we switched instruments to what we can actually kind of play.
That the discussion we did, where it's essentially we're just like, we played some shows, we're like, okay, I should just play guitar and we should get a drummer. Yeah. just stop sucking.
Yeah. Well, and to get to that point, it took forever. I mean, we went through many drummers, and it just to make the lineup work, you know, I'm sure you know that every drummer is already in two or three bands. So mm-hmm. there's obligations split all over the place, stuff like that. So it took a while to get to where we are now. And the band, you know, and the entire time I had an idea of what I wanted the music to sound like. I think Chris kind of did too, but we're sort of at the behest of the limitations of our worst player, meaning that we can only play as good as a person's ability, you know? So for a long time, the music was just like kind of crusty D beat stuff with some grind parts. And now we finally got the personnel in the band that we can really do what we want to do.
Nice.
So we're fortunate for that.
So the new album is what I noticed is that it's actually a release on two labels, Rotten to the Core, as well as To Live a Lie. How does that work? How do you do like a dual label release? I'm not familiar.
DIY, baby. These guys, they're, you know, in the grand scheme of things, they're Rotten to the Core is kind of small time. To Live a Lie has been around for a while, but I mean, it's all self-promoted stuff. You know, he doesn't have some big PR campaign or anything like that. Will's always just, and Bob Rotten to the Core for that matter, they've always just put out stuff they liked and just word of mouth kind of spread it around. So I have done records with different bands on both labels. Actually, Endorphins has done some stuff some splits with Rotten to the Core in the past, but I knew both of these labels from other works and approached them about it. I mean, that's the thing that I love about doing the DIY stuff is if you're working with somebody, you likely know them. They're likely buddies of yours or, you know, somebody that's, it's a very personable interaction. Mm-hmm. And I was just kind of how it worked with this. Just went, hey, are you guys interested in this? I'm like, yeah, we're both interested, but we're both really busy. So yeah, let's ask around some folks. And they asked each other.
Nice.
And it was a marriage. It was a match made in hell.
So to our, what a surprise that, you know, power violence and grindcore and crust music isn't big business, you know?
Yeah. Well, hey.
yeah, totally.
This pretty. Yeah, exactly.
I thought I was going to pay my rent with this.
Right. Well, I mean, that's a interesting thing is like, what do you guys do as your careers, your side hustles, your day jobs? What have you, what's your normie job? Brandon, what about you?
Well, for a long time I was in a labor field. I worked my ass off. I was a stone sawyer. I'd work with granite, you know, stone, that kind of stuff. But in the last couple of years, I decided to just stop beating the hell out of my body. Mm-hmm. And I got into a different line of work, and now I'm in land title. Real cool. But I work behind a desk, and it's sweet coming from years and years of being out in the cold.
Yeah.
To, you know, the hardest thing I got to do is wake up and put some slippers on because the floor is too cold. So
very nice.
Okay.
Very
nice.
Well, yeah. And I know, Chris, I know you, it's, the grass is always greener. Sometimes, God, I wish I was doing something like that.
I like my job a lot. It's,
what do you do, Chris?
I tattoo.
Oh, that's awesome. Where do you tattoo?
Tattoo.
Right? Your shop.
Artful Dodger Tattoo, but we're changing the name.
Okay.
Because we have a new owner, but I have no idea what it is. So at the time being, it's Artful Dodger Tattoo, but it's in Capitol Hill. It's great, but there's no crossover promotion because I do a lot of like, because I'm a nerd. Mm-hmm. I watch a lot of anime, play a lot of video games. So that's primarily what I tattoo. It's like anime or video game related stuff. So it's funny because I'm like, oh, like clients will find out I'm in a band and I'll be like, cool, what kind of band are you in? And I'm like, Power Violence. They're like, what the hell is that? Like, no, this is a Power Violence. Like, totally. Like, there's no crossover promotion.
Yeah,
it's like two different worlds.
That's, yeah,
which is cool. I don't mind that. It's,
well, and for me, you know, I work with, by and large, over the age of 50, you know, old women who are like office women. Like, oh, so you play in a band?
Yeah, totally. Power violence.
Yeah, I wish it wouldn't come up. You know, well, what kind of music is it? My son's in a band. I'm like, the kind you would never, ever, ever listen to. Guaranteed. You don't want to know. You know, I often worry that if these people know the kind of music I play, I just won't have a job. You know, it just, well.
I don't know about this guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's got questionable tastes.
That's funny. Okay, so how did you guys like operate during the pandemic? You know, how did you guys stay sane? I know, you know, tattoo shops were closed for a little while. You know, how did you guys, you know, stay sane?
Yeah. Or
did you not?
No, I did a lot of, actually, I mean, it didn't make much, but it was something. I did a lot of Etsy stuff.
Yeah.
So I just drew and like tried to sell it on the internet, essentially. Awesome. Yeah, it kind of worked out, so. We didn't do much musically either, I don't think.
Well,
did we do anything, Brandon?
That whole time I was writing this record. So
okay.
a lot of it, you know, was, I hate to say this in you know, the wake of the people who had a horrible time during the pandemic. This is not what I mean at all. But for me, it was a good healthy break from this kind of feeling that I have to do these social events, like play these gigs and stuff. It gave me time to really sit down and arrange my thoughts and kind of create this record. And in that time, you know, I could reach out to Sam, he's our other guitar player, and kind of show him the riffs and stuff. And he's just stockpiling that stuff. We'd work every week on the stuff so that when things sort of opened up and the guys could practice, he had a whole bunch of songs to show everyone.
Yes.
And then as far as work, you know, I work from home. So
yeah.
it was really, really pretty easy on me to just, you know, business as usual, write music, go to work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Not a big change.
Yeah, it just stiffed all of our plans, essentially. Yeah. And we had some cool stuff planned, and it kind of sucks that it didn't go through.
Well, yeah.
Like with the, but oh well.
Yeah, there's that. And the other thing is it screwed up our album, you know, release schedule. So I don't know if you're aware, but we have an EP called Headsick that also came out this year. It wasn't intended that.
Yeah,
an LP and an EP come out within months of each other, but
I think that's kind of considered a faux pas, isn't it?
Yeah,
like, whoops.
Yeah,
oops. schedule, bro.
Yeah. Well, the album just like steamrolls the EP. You know, you don't
right
kind of screwed
which,
it up.
Which is kind of well. Which is kind of too bad because some of our favorite songs are on that EP.
Just such bad business decisions. Whoosh.
Yeah,
again, well. I blame power violence for everything. The nothing should go right ever. That's right. The stain of power violence.
True.
So
okay, so when you were, you know, there's been, you know, a handful of, I'm sure, crappy days for all of us in the last few years. And when you're having a crappy day, what's an album you can go to that can, you know, bring you back to a good place, whether it's super aggressive, super chill, or anything, just an album that you can go to when you're not feeling great?
Oh man, I am like a mod rock dude. Okay. One of my favorite bands in the world is the Kinks.
Okay.
The Sonics, first Sonics record, just nothing but good tunes on that. 70s rock records, you know, Mountain. Slade? Yeah, for sure. All the early cheap trick stuff. Chris knows this. I am a Huey Lewis super fan.
Wow.
It's insane.
The first
weird,
four,
really weird.
First four records are just out of control for me.
Golden
Earring, early Golden Earring stuff. Love it.
Never heard of them.
Oh my gosh, you are missing out on some of the finest Dutch rock there ever was. 70s, it's like non-pretentious prog rock and roll. You know, it's got horn sections and it's got lots of like peaks and valleys in the music and stuff, but it's not pretentiously technical just for the sake of being technical. Anyway, Pretty much anything besides heavy music. That's where I fall. I make this stuff. I don't really listen to it. You know. Anyway, that's my story.
Chris, what about you, man?
Oh, I'm all over the place.
You were wearing a Spice Girl shirt the other night, so.
Yeah, well, I like that. There's only two good songs on that album, I'll be real. No, and then there's this also Spice Up Your Life. That's good. Anyways, there's a few good songs. I don't know. I like Juicy J just put out a really good album. It's got the chats on it and stuff. I really like that stuff.
R.I.P. Gang Boo.
Dude, oh my God. Yeah, that sucks. You know, that was sad. She's young too. She's like 42. But I like that whole scene. And I listen to a lot of video game soundtracks and stuff. I'll listen to there's actually a composer out of here named, I think he's out of Seattle, named Wayne Strange.
Okay.
His name is. But he redid the Symphony of the Night, like Castlevania Symphony of the Night. So wow. Like composed it.
Hell yeah. Tight.
So you go listen to that if you're into that kind of stuff. I don't know. I like I said, I'm kind of into I'm a nerd. I like that video game stuff. Like a lot of dance music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But then also too, Terror's tight.
I want to see them. They're coming into town with Phobophilic and Black Dolly Murder. That'll be a good show.
Yeah, that's soon, isn't it?
Yeah, Neptune.
Okay.
So be a good show.
Ooh, I'm going to go to that Fear Factory show. I've never seen Fear Factory.
Static X.
Yeah.
That
was the first band I ever saw was at the Moor. Was this Static in 1999 or 2000? But it was Static X open. No one knew who they were yet. It was sick. They were really good. But I was also 12, so I don't know if that's my mind was blown.
There's this new metal revival where I went to a mall and there's these kids dressing like it's 1999 again. Like kids are just going straight up.
Yeah.
My question
is old enough.
Exactly. Yeah. Everything that's old is new again. Do you think there will ever be? Do you remember in the 90s when there was a swing revival? Everyone's like swing music. Yeah. Do you think the kids are ever going to be into ska and swing again?
I don't know. I feel like that's a good question for bands that have been around a long time. Like I'm sure like bands like Napalm Death have seen it just go
exactly
way up and down, you know?
Death
and you
metal's
can like
cool,
kind of
death metal's lame, yeah. Death metal's cool, death metal's lame. Just keep going and you'll be cool five times and lame five times.
That's how we feel. That's how we feel. You know, it's like a real popular thing to jump on right now is that old school death metal sound.
Yep.
Well, I know
nineties Florida sound.
Yeah, or like Incantation
Sweatpants,
or something like that.
Knuckle dragging caveman death metal.
Yeah, for sure. And we definitely are not that. And the people who really liked our band, you know, even 2 years ago, are really stoked on that basement dweller metal shit right now. But it'll come back around.
Yeah.
You know, we just keep doing what we do. We've always done. It'll come back in our favor at some point.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I feel when was grindcore? There's that era, but the Magruder Grind era, grindcore. When was that?
Weekend Nachos. Yeah.
Weekend Nachos and stuff. Yeah. That was 2007. Yeah.
2009, 2010. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. And then that died down.
Well, everyone gave Magruder Grind because they put out a record on Scion.
That's the thing. All right, I'm gonna sound like a big poser right now, and I don't even give a shit
anymore. Do it.
Yeah, it's like I'm too old to care. You know, but it's just like I don't understand. This is what inherently sucks about this genre is if you try and make money or a living off of what you love to do, it's just the fan base shuts it down immediately. Yeah. Which I can get. There's some things of that, but that makes sense, but it's just fucking dumb.
You try to go on tour, you try to make a living or have some success.
Yeah, try to brand yourself or do whatever, and it's just shut down immediately. It's like, wait, would you rather people work at McDonald's or something or then do what they love? You know, I don't get it.
Yeah. So it's cool it's cool to do certain counterculture things that are totally wasteful and destructive to the planet and resources and other people, but it ain't cool to do certain things. It's like throwing mud, you know. You guys are doing something and you're getting some clout, and we work hard at being a band too, and we're not getting that same kind of shine. So sour grapes, fuck you guys for, you know, getting a moment in the sun kind of thing. It's stupid. I mean, everything we do, none of it's punk. If you think about it, releasing records, how much waste, I mean, to plastic and vinyl and all these resources, you know, the eco punks should be going crazy about that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I mean, you have a good point. And the way I see it is like, you know, people are like anti big label or anti, you know, like selling out and stuff. But like, if you think about it, labels, like big label or not, doesn't really matter anymore because everyone's putting their music on a big tech platform. So everyone's technically kind of on a big label. They're on a big distribution platform. So it's like everyone's kind of feeding into this big tech platform. So everyone's kind of in the same, you know, sellout thing.
Everyone's a sellout. If you're on Facebook, if you're on Spotify,
Instagram, TikTok,
it's all the same. You know, if you want to argue promoting, you know, big business, going on tour and spending a bunch of gas to drive 800 miles to play to 20 people, that seems like a waste of resources and misallocated resources, you know? So, I mean,
and the funny thing too, is like the stuff about like going back to like Magruder Grind selling out. Like, yeah, I guess, but they're hella good. Like, you cannot deny that they're a good band. I don't like, they have good recordings. They play well.
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah, it's the problem.
Sounds too good.
It's not unlistenable, Chris.
I know. And we're about to get canceled. Yeah. Supporting corporate grind. Sorry. Right. The guy in the Spice Girls shirt. Sorry,
Scion AV. I mean, they put on festivals where you could go see, you know, obviously there was some random punk or hardcore kid or metal guy that worked in the PR department or and had some sort of a, you know, budget and was like, I think I can allocate some money to some cool bands. Are they even gonna notice?
Totally. If anything, from where I sit, that's like the biggest punk on a corporation ever. Like, get this car company to bankroll these fucking grindcore bands.
Yeah.
Joke's on you.
Yeah.
You
know? Get some money to Newthrush and Cro-Mags and we're good. You know, it's all good, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Funny. Yeah. No one was giving anyone for going to Mayhem Festival. And that was about as corporate as it gets. Yeah. So
Rockstar. You know. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
But those are totally different, you know. Those are like one is super underground, and then one is more kind of, anyways. Semantics, politics, semantics. All that.
Yeah, totally.
So the new album's available now, Night People. I'm not going to take up your whole night, but I am curious, you know, since this is a Northwest radio show, what's your favorite Northwest band of all time, or a couple bands? You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be just one.
In his, like,
all time.
All right. So, you know, I just recently had a conversation about being put under the gun like that of all time. It's like, well, what if I go back and change my mind? I'll give you some honorable mentions of some of my favorites. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
I already mentioned one of them, the Sonics.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah, they're really good.
They're like the kings of just feel good, ripping rock.
Yeah.
Love it.
OG punk.
As far as feeling good about feeling bad kind of music, The Helm, I've always loved The Helm.
Shout out Tim Trust. Yeah.
Yeah. Tim Trust. He's the man. Death Raid, you know, or their affiliate bands, Consume, Shitlist, Night Feeder, anything that J Styles, Levon or Ryan were in is going to be good. no matter what. And we're lucky to have them in the Northwest because they're all,
yeah, they all rip real hard. That's yeah. It's insane.
Let's see.
I just got the one, dude. I got Zeke.
Oh yeah, Zeke, of course.
Greatest bar punk band of all time. Absolutely. Hands down.
So fast.
Precise and fast.
And they can pull off that don't give a shit about you attitude.
Totally.
And you believe it, but at the same time, it's cool.
It's fun. Well, it's fun.
Yeah.
So they can flip the whole audience off. That's pretty much where I ripped my stage presence from since I was a kid.
Nice.
Was what's the drummer's name? Is it Donnie Paycheck?
Donnie Paycheck.
Because you'd always stand on the drum seat and flip the whole crowd off, and it looks like he means it. But it was fun. You know, but it's so good. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. So there you go. Take that, Seattle bands.
I like it. Let's end with something that will not take long. Let's play one of the songs from the new album.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have it picked already? Is that what's going on?
Your choice.
No. Oh, this should do Fear Him. This should do Fear Him. Because we just did a music video for this song.
All right.
So we're waiting for it to get edited. So
just watch the movie Bad Lieutenant with Harvey Keitel.
Oh, my God. It's so brutal.
That is the picture I want in your mind when you listen to this song. This song is about a rotten, rotten person like the lieutenant.
And don't watch the remake with Nicolas Cage.
Ugh, no, no.
No.
Do yourself a service and throw that right in the garbage. Harvey Keitel, you watch that? This song I wrote about a guy just like that. It's a self-implosion type of story.
All right. Well, let's go into it. Endorphins Lost, guys. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Enjoy your evening.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!